unreal, uncensored, unradio.
CliffCentral.com. Welcome to Future CEOs here on Cliff Central, and it's so good to be with you, and very good to be with you, Luby.
What's up, Gareth?
So, we have an interesting show lined up today, but before we get into any of that, Luby, how's your week been?
Well, I spent the weekend with you, so I think I'm seeing you a little more than I like, but it's okay. I'm cool.
I beg your pardon?
I'm cool with that, and today's like first half hour is going to be very intimate. It's just going to be the two of us, and we'll be talking about what we did this weekend.
Now, it's not going to really be the two of us. Why? Because we've got a whole bunch of clips we're going to be playing. We met some really, really cool people on the weekend.
I was just trying to pretend it was going to be nice and quiet and intimate, just you and I in studio today.
Well, you did tell me that you don't like spending any time with me, so how's that one for?
Okay, I come back.
A little bit of comeback right there. Okay, how do you get hold of us here in studio?
Okay, if I can read that far, 0861-555-189, that's our number. And you can find us on Twitter at CliffCentral.com and WeChat. You just go on to Cliff Central page.
And for all of you who have never heard the show before, well, welcome. It's great to be with you. What is the show all about? We're talking to you as a future CEO, which is what? A up-and-coming young entrepreneur. Perhaps you also are in a position somewhere in your organization and you have aspirations to lead that organization. Well, this is the show for you.
And where can they find us on Twitter, Gareth?
At future_CEOs. Oh, right, all right. So that's how you can get involved in the conversation if you'd like. Let's jump straight into the show. What happened this weekend? Tell everyone, please, Luby.
Well, basically, we were with Contemporary Events, and we've had Albert Kruger right here in studio, the CEO of Contemporary Events, and we went to the launch of the latest Mercedes-Benz AMG C63. Damn it!
And I think C's,
how sexy is that, right?
C is for sexy, isn't it?
Absolutely. Look, I'm taking my jacket off. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, calm down, calm down. No, but yeah. it was a great event, and we had one heck of a lot of fun. We mustn't banter too much because we've got a whole bunch of stuff to play here. So let's jump straight into the first one.
Okay. So what was basically why were we there talking about events and how it helps your business, Gareth?
Well, that's exactly it. So there's a lot of talk. I mean, the event industry, 360 billion rand.
Wow.
A phenomenal amount of money that is spent on events every single year. The thing is, people may be asking why? And the answer really lies in some of the conversations that we've had. And so without further ado, I'm going to jump straight into one and let's hear what they have to say. Welcome to Future CEOs on Cliff Central. And yes, what you can hear in the background is not the normal sound that you'd hear from our studio because, well, we're not at our studios. We're here at the Contemporary Events Showcase, which is a fantastic event, really showing us what is happening in the trendy world of events. And we're going to be speaking to the CEO of Contemporary Events in just a moment. But what also is so convenient about this show is that the showcase event is that the AMG C63 is also being launched at the same time. Now,
are you ever going to introduce me?
You'd have to say to
are you ever going to introduce me?
I'm too taken by the car at this point, so just give me a moment. Luby, welcome to Future CEOs. It's good to be with you again.
It's so great to be out of studio, and what a great event. And Contemporary Events, once again, is kicking butt wherever they go. They are truly game changers and trendsetters, and it's an honor and a privilege to be here tonight celebrating the launch of the AMG C63.
All right, and now what you can hear in the background is really a pumping event. There's lots of influential, interesting people here. But in studio, we also have a couple of really interesting, influential people. Let's start with the CEO, the founder of Contemporary Events, Albert Kruger. Albert, welcome to Future CEOs, and thank you for having us here at your event.
Thank you so much for having me. We're really excited you guys are broadcasting from our show.
Albert, tell us what this event is all about. Describe it to those of us who aren't fortunate to be with us here tonight.
So this evening is all about setting trends and you know, setting the bar high and showing people what events could really be like and what the future of events is all about. And doing it in the home of Mercedes-Benz Gauteng North is the apt place to do it.
It absolutely is. You've transformed the space. I mean, it's great when it's not transformed. Now it's fantastic. And that really introduces us to the Merc Mercedes side of it all. We have the Merc more Mercedes-Benz Gauteng North Divisional Director also with us here. Hein, welcome to Future CEOs.
Oh, thank you very much. It's just such an event. It's always such a success being with Contemporary Events. It's a good synergy. We work well together. We have the same passion to be number one. And at this moment in time, we are very blessed to be number one in Gauteng North and in South Africa in terms of our business model. And the C63 has just added that extra little punch to the success of our sales and our product and our brand at this moment in time.
Hein, what does Contemporary Events, Albert Kruger, bring to the party that other event companies could never bring to the table?
It is so obvious. It's just so different. I've never been let down once by Albert. I'd phone Albert and say, Alb, we're having a function tonight. We're launching a vehicle. Go for it. Let's do something yuppie or something very serious. Put it together. And he'd put it together. And at the end of the day, it works beautifully, as you can see tonight.
Albert, why Mercedes-Benz?
Well, I always believe that you have to be associated with the best, and in our opinion, Mercedes-Benz is the best.
We agree, by the way, of course.
Yeah, no, look at it. It's such a privilege to be driving the brand every single day, and it's one of my foremost things is to be a brand ambassador for Mercedes-Benz Gauteng North.
Now, let me just quickly ask both of you. So, what can we expect from this event? Because there's a lot of things going on. Every corner of this venue is full. What can we expect?
Well, what I expect is bums in seats and people to really appreciate the product for some of the opposition drivers who are here tonight.
Oh, yes.
Have a look at a vehicle which really has going to take us to the next level on the C63 range. We are at this moment in time the top premier brand seller in South Africa. We're number one at this moment in time.
Oh wow, that's a
so
very impressive
figure.
This helps
us at the moment, and we're launching another 12 products between now and the end of 2020.
Well, I hope we're going to be invited to all of those as well.
Indeed.
Excellent. We're really, really pleased to hear that. Albert, what are we looking at here? If I walk around this venue, what am I seeing?
So what we've done is we've split the venue into five different areas. And what we're doing there is we're showing the guests and the patrons the different trends and themes and colors, for example. One area is Masala, which is the color of the year depicted by Pantone. And we want to show people trends. So every single area has been cut up into different themes, trends. There's also been food and wine and drink been paired with every meal. So we haven't gone with straight open bar. People aren't here to get drunk. They're here to taste the different foods with the different drinks throughout the venue and also to have fun.
Mercedes-Benz Contemporary Events. What's next? What's the next collaboration, or is it too soon to tell?
I have a few plans in mind. However, we will be launching the Maybach. It was mentioned here tonight, which is the Rolls-Royce of Mercedes-Benz. We will have a very, very interesting launch for that. Of course, Albert and his team will be involved, and it's going to be slightly upmarket for that profile of customer.
Correct.
And we want to knock this whole scenario by storm. So we're looking forward to that.
Albert?
Well, from our point of view, we're very excited about the huge renovations that Mercedes-Benz is going to be doing. We're looking forward to relaunching this state-of-the-art facility to the industry, and again, putting ourselves, both ourselves and Mercedes-Benz, at the forefront of exactly what should happen with regard to events and the Mercedes-Benz brand.
Well, Hein, Albert, we want you guys to go out and enjoy this event, because we need to get on with this so that we can get up
and enjoy the event.
Yeah, so, exactly. So thanks for joining us. It's been a great pleasure, and we will see you out there. What a great start to a great event.
All I know is I want the Maybach. I want the Rolls Royce of Mercedes-Benz.
Sounds sexy,
ooh,
huh?
You know what I'm going to enjoy listening to? Me kind of getting into the spirit of things as we listen to more and more clips.
Now, let me just quickly talk about Albert and also Hein. I mean, two really what seemed to be great brands coming together.
Great collaboration.
Great
Paris.
Collaboration. And I think that's one of the keys to a really good event is to be able to pull in the right partners, make sure that you've got the right kind of feel to your event, which they seem to have on the day.
You know what I loved about them is that each of them spoke so highly of each other. There was an element of trust. Beautiful. There was an element of, you know, pride, and there was an element of enjoying each other's company. I think that is such a valuable and priceless element when it comes to business partners.
It's almost like you and me, huh?
Crickets.
Well, that's the way I feel anyway. But look, to the person who's listening out there, all our listeners, Phoebe actually loves me. She doesn't say it on air. But anyway, let's move on. And the next conversation that we had was a really interesting one where we spoke a little bit about trends, around trends. We had some nice guys there. Oscar Mutsepe was one of them.
Wow, big one.
Really, really nice.
And a very cool guy, Leo Smith, CakeNet brand ambassador.
Yeah, so let's get straight into that one. And we'll just chat a little bit about what they shared after this. Welcome back to Future CEOs on Cliff Central. We are at the Contemporary Events Showcase. It also happens to be the AMD C63 launch. And it's so, so good to be here. We've got another interesting lineup here sitting in front of us. We're going to be talking to them about some trends in the event industry and how you can improve your business by using events and making sure you're listening closely to what these trends are. Phoebe?
You know what, Gareth? So far for me, tonight has been a definite trendsetter, a definite game changer, and I think it's about the music, the people, the networking. But I'm sure Oscar and Leo Smith will tell us more about what makes trends so essential in today's fast-moving, kind of really grab-at-every-single-moment kind of human race society that we live in. Let's start off with Oscar Mutsepe. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Oscar, your thoughts around this event and what you're seeing here in terms of the trends?
Well, the first thing that you must look at, it's the way in which the decor has been rearranged. And I'm using the word rearranged deliberately because in the past, you would find round tables with 10 people sitting around with a centerpiece in center, like a
boring
flower.
It's breaking norms. It's really breaking norms.
So now what we have done is you can see it's cocktail tables spread all around the venue with a little decor on top of it, but a little dressing that matches the color of the event itself. But when the light goes onto that color, it's almost like it's another color, completely different color. And people are like to take pictures on it. They can put those pictures on Facebook and people will think that those photos are actually photoshopped. But actually it's the background of that decor that has been made that way.
So the key question, of course, is would you come to an event like this in the future versus...
Of course.
I mean,
this is almost like a breath of fresh air in your brain. Because like she already said, the old way of doing things is boring. So we need to move with the times and do what the Europeans and Americans are doing, but adding the African flavor in it.
Leo, you've now seen a couple of different events moving as well. What changes have you seen? What are the new trendy things to be doing?
I think what's really cool about this one is it becomes a tangible experience. Events tend to become quite a bit boring in the past. And like from the minute that you walk in here, you're met with like food range, with different various combinations of like stuff that you wouldn't ordinarily see together. Something like earlier this evening I had halloumi with marshmallow, which sounds like a really odd idea. But the
damn it, I didn't have any of that.
It was at the door as you came in. But as you somebody actually said, oh, you shouldn't eat it apart. You should eat all of it together, because the taste, the fusions of the different flavors is actually pretty amazing. So it becomes this like gastronomic experience as well. And then there's also what's quite interesting is the alcohol pairing or the drinks pairing.
Absolutely.
with the different types of food.
Very classy.
All the different food stations. So it's in the past it'll be like a pretty standard, boring waiter brings you a plated meal on a plate. Yeah, there are like 10 different food stations, all serving or catering to a wide variety of tastes.
And talking about stations, if I may get in there,
sure.
You also realize that the performance stages as well have been multiplied in different types of areas. So one performance area happens here, you know that it's contemporary music.
Okay, interesting.
And another one moved on the other side where people were dancing, and you'll see at the last stage where it's going to be a live band.
The clubbing stage.
Yeah.
So that's the other
stage.
Thing. That's the other thing. But if you put all those synchronization of equipment, it all works together. as if it is in one area.
No, what it feels like is that these guys, contemporary events, Mercedes-Benz, they're playing with our emotions, they're toying with our thoughts. What are your thoughts, Leo?
No, I think it's quite important to that. Like, obviously, I'm personally a big Mercedes fan, and so for me to look at a C63 AMG, it's like it's a bit of a boy tease, if you want to put it that way. But then also like to pair it with a really cool event to actually make it a memorable experience. You know, it could have just been a car launch. It could have just been like something really boring, but, to bring in really cool artists that have a major cross appeal to different audiences, really cool food, interesting decor. Like Oscar was saying, you look at stuff, if you look, take a photo of it, you might think it's Photoshop because it's that cool, because it looks that different.
Yeah. Let me ask another question here, because there's a lot of money that's going into this, clearly. I mean, how can smaller businesses, guys with smaller budgets, make special events like this? What are your thoughts around that? Oscar, please
share. It's a difficult one. It depends. What is it? I mean, if you look at the magnitude of this specific event, it's a C63 Mercedes-Benz launch. I mean, that car is over R1 million.
So absolutely.
You have to look at what is it that you are doing and whether or not it's important for you to match the standard of this product that is going there.
Yeah, I think the clients who are invited here as well would also expect a certain level of experience, I was at the DSTV Delicious Festival the other day.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, when you pay that amount for the VIP experience, you sort of expect a certain level.
Absolutely.
And I think clients who come and buy C63 would also expect that. But I think for young businesses or for new businesses, there are many clever ways of actually doing it. But I think number one is actually partner with somebody like Contemporary Events who would understand budget limitations or and come up with the really cool creative idea.
The most important thing also, if your budget is small, the infrastructure and the equipment that you use, like glass tables, with silver linings underneath, that helps you because you don't need to put extra deco on top of that equipment in any way.
Okay, so just in a nutshell, for the future CEOs out there wanting to throw an event, just give us one or two tips of, engagement and interaction, creative ideas, for the people attending those events. How can you be more creative? How can you induce those people that are coming to your event? One or two tips.
I think talk factor, the water cooler effect, here, I think the food was definitely something to talk about. I'm definitely going to go home and talk to people about the interesting combination of food.
Well, you're talking to us about the food, aren't you?
Absolutely.
There it is.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Food's number one. To me, food and interesting drinks is number one. I think, to make it a memorable and pleasurable experience.
Oscar? He's right. I mean, I couldn't... that was actually my thought. The first thing that people need to get at anybody's event, what do we eat? Have you been to that funeral or a wedding where you have to wait for 6 hours before
My God. You should have left home eating the breakfast. Absolutely.
Exactly. So food is the first thing that anybody else at an event must be given. Doesn't matter where it is. And it doesn't have to be sophisticated food. Did you see what we had? Small little things.
But interesting combinations.
Yes, interesting combinations.
A nice taste, known with nice flavors.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a great conversation. Thank you for sharing some of your insights and some of your feelings around the experience that you're having here. We really appreciate it. Those are the voices of Oscar Motsepe, the owner of Lisette Corporation, and Leo Smith, CakeNet Marketing Manager, or Brand Manager.
Brand Manager, yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Go and have a really good party.
Thank you very much for having us.
See you on the dance floor.
Bye. Definitely.
Okay.
So, it's taking me back. Yeah.
It really was a great experience. So what was your favorite part of the event? Your favorite trend that you saw there?
You know what? As Oscar and Leo both confirmed, the food was absolutely delicious. The way they paired the alcohol with the food was just something out of the extraordinary. As Albert said in the beginning, people weren't there just to booze it up. It was all about leaving people with a memory and an experience. What else did I love? I love the different places, the different venues that you can go to, which is very cool and so contemporary events, very, very original.
It felt like four events in one, which was really cool.
Absolutely. So I think eventing, if you want to run a business, so far so good when it comes to eventing.
Now, we also were joined by a famous friend of yours. Who was that?
Yeah, my baby Bo. He's the lead singer of Denim. Great R&B slash kind of hip hop South African muser. And Helen Hubert, the sales manager, Denon South Africa.
And we spoke a little bit about building a brand. I don't think we're going to have enough time to play the whole clip, but let's see what we can get to play. Here we go.
I have to start with my friend who just surprised me tonight. What's up, Bo?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay,
looking
so
gorgeous as always.
Thank you. Coming from you, that's very sweet.
Thank you, by the way.
He always does this, Helen.
You're looking dapper, my friend.
So, Bo, you are the lead singer of Denim, and I know you are a big brand yourself. Let's just talk through your experience tonight. What have you thought of the AMG launch and contemporary events?
I thought it was amazing. I think
what's amazing about it, Bo?
I really enjoyed the fact that you could see the connection between obviously the people and the brand.
Yeah.
Normally, you can't associate when you see a certain brand, you can't associate with the target market. I think the match was perfect tonight. Also, everything was looking glamorous and beautiful. And yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed the whole experience. For me, it was a full on, well done event from top to bottom. Yeah, so I enjoyed it.
Excellent. Well, welcome to Future CEOs. We're going to get a couple more comments from you in just a moment.
Cool.
Helen Hubert, welcome to Future CEOs.
Thank you.
I understand that you are the sales manager for Denon South Africa. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
And your feeling and your experience around this event this evening?
Wow. Wow. Absolutely fantastic. I think it exceeded any expectations that we had coming in here. It was just amazing. The diversity, the difference, the space that was used was just unbelievable. Really fantastic.
You both are business people. You both are brands. How have you used, in your own capacity, events to make your business or your brands more relevant, more valuable, and more successful in this day and age where it's so competitive? Let's start with you, Helen.
I think exposure is the key. Exposure to your brand, exposure to people, getting them to interact with your brand. So we've used numerous events where we've showcased our brands and shown them to people. But we're very, very lucky to work with Contemporary Events already and to use them to showcase our brands. And we had one at the end of last year. In fact, Bo was actually there. They performed.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing.
Fantastic.
Absolutely amazing. And I think that's what that builds brands, is the more exposure, the more interaction people get with a brand, the more they associate with it, and the better exposure you get.
You know, a word that always comes up every time on Future CEOs is the word engagement, Bo. What does engagement mean to you when it comes to events and it comes to your brand and business?
You see, for me, as an artist, and a lot of people have asked me this question before, you know, to say, Bo, we've seen you at many corporate events. You know, how do you guys do it? And my answer is actually what you guys are talking about. It's very simple. You need to identify a niche market, right? And what you do then is you make sure that you leave a lasting impression. You can't be an artist on stage and not connect with your audience. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's very important that you interact with the people so that when they leave with experience of who Bo the brand is. So for me, that whole thing is all about connecting with your audience and making sure that you leave a lasting impression. That's it.
I really like the word that you used, which was experience. Experience.
Yeah.
You must give them an experience.
Yeah.
Helen, in your experience, what have been really outstanding, memorable events that you've attended, and what did they do that was that little bit different? So, I mean, we can talk about this one, but any others that you've been at and they just have stayed with you?
You know what, Phoebe, we're gonna have to cut it short there, unfortunately, because we've run out of time. But I mean, what a fantastic
time
event!
Time flies, huh?
It does
always.
But what a great event. Mm. We hope that you, our listener, have picked up some really, really good tips there, because this was a top, top, top quality event. I don't know, have you been to anything this good before, Phoebe?
Never. But I'll always support Contemporary Events. You know what? I think the highlights were trends. You know, just separate yourself from the norm. It was about the power of purposeful and meaningful and electrifying partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
And brands.
Brand. Build your brand. Build your brand. And I don't know if there is a better way to do it than through really, really good, effective events. All right. We're done.
We're done.
Phoebe, we're going to be talking to a very interesting individual after the break. I hope you're prepared for this.
I'm always prepared for Future CEOs.
Okay. Well, let's play a song and then let's get back into it.
I'll be lying right by your side in Barcelona.
Cliffcentral.com.